You can get an A380 into Whitman. Barely. Prepare for the end of the 100 low-lead era. And Cessna says Skycatchers will be shipping before the end of the year. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Welcome to Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, July 29th, 2009. At Oshkosh yesterday afternoon, EAA AirVenture attendees were treated to more amazing sights. A demo flight by Virgin Galactic's VMS Eve mothership had Sir Richard Branson on board as an official crew member for his first flight on the plane named after his mother. That demo was closely followed by the arrival of the Airbus A380 and several spectacular passes in slow flight. It's hard to describe how huge this thing looks in the pattern over Whitman Regional, but easier to picture the 12-inch margin for error in keeping the main gear on the edge of the pavement during taxi. This A380 is test aircraft number 4 and will remain on display through its departure on Friday. Among the forums at Oshkosh yesterday, a panel organized by EAA's Government Affairs Department highlighted the onrush of regulations under the U.S. Clean Air Act, which will eventually prohibit the use of aviation fuels containing tetraethyl lead. Panelists included Glenn Passavant of EPA, Mark Rumazin, aviation fuel specialist in the FAA's Aircraft Certification Division, Walter DeRozier, engineering and maintenance for the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, and Roger Gobin of ExxonMobil, chair of the ASTM panel on aviation fuel. While individual opinions varied, there was a general consensus that the end is near for 100 low-lead, which is facing both market and EPA regulatory challenges, and that measures will be needed to keep legacy aircraft flying when the day comes that that fuel goes away. As to when that day might be, Passant commented, quote, "I've been looking at the aviation fuel issue since 1990, and if you asked me then if we'd still be using 100 low-lead in 2009, I'd say no way," unquote. Cessna announced yesterday that its Model 162 Skycatcher is in compliance with industry consensus standards for light sport aircraft. Deliveries are expected to begin before year's end. CEO Jack Pelton commented, quote, "This is significant not only for Cessna, but for the aviation community as a whole. Once these airplanes enter service, they will act as a catalyst for increased pilot starts. They'll significantly change the economics of ownership and operation for flight schools, aircraft renters, and aircraft owners, and will benefit the entire GA community," unquote. The start of deliveries will return Cessna to the marketplace of new two-place trainers for the first time in a quarter century, and the 162 will be Cessna's lowest-priced aircraft. Up next on ANN, Lycoming flies its IE2 engine to Oshkosh. Tornado Alley adds a new performance tweak for Cirrus owners. And SMA says its aerodiesel is alive and moving forward. You're listening to Aero News.
Fly wise with the powerful Piper Mirage's pressurized comfort, six-seat cabin sophistication, and long-range mission capability. Turbocharged 350-horsepower piston engine, maximum cruise speed, 220 knots true airspeed, range 1,345 nautical miles, useful load 1,205 pounds, maximum operating altitude 25,000 feet. The Piper Mirage, because might is right. To learn more about the Mirage, visit us at Oshkosh Booths 140 through 143 and 158 through 161.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft merges the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio. Clarity Aloft headsets use Comply canal tips composed of soft, viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. The noise-canceling microphone is optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Just three reasons why you need to feel and hear the difference a Clarity Aloft stereo headset can make for you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headsets on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 29th. I'm Paul Plagg. Last year at AirVenture, Lycoming announced its new IE2 engine family would move forward. On July 2nd this year, a Lancer Evolution featuring the TEO-540A1A version of the series made its maiden flight. This week, the plane has been flown in and is on display at Oshkosh in all its twin turbocharged, intercooled, 350 horsepower glory. Lycoming VP and General Manager Ian Walsh predicts that, quote, "The promise of single lever operation, automated pre-flight safety checks, automotive start simplicity will dramatically reduce pilot workload and revolutionize the general aviation landscape," unquote. He adds that the integrated electronic control system will also make possible alternative fuel operation without major hardware changes. Other updates from Lycoming this week include news that the new IO233 LSA engine, that's a lightweight revision of the classic IO235, will be available for the experimental market in this year's fourth quarter, featuring electronic ignition, throttle body fuel injection, and 116 continuous horsepower at 2,800 RPM. The engine claims a dry weight of about 10 pounds more than Continental's competing 100-horsepower O200 lightweight. That's a carbureted LSA class engine expected to start deliveries next month. Tornado Alley Turbo has developed an electronically controlled turbocharger wastegate for the existing fleet of turbo-normalized Cirrus SR22s. The change to an electronically controlled gate, besides providing a net savings of about 3 pounds, allows the gate to account for both ambient pressure changes and extreme ambient temperature conditions. Tornado Alley says aircraft equipped with the electronic gate can gain more than 7 knots during hot weather operation and an improvement of up to 33% in rate of climb when operating lean of peak. Tim Roll, president of Tornado Alley, observes, quote, "Going back to the Wright brothers, most significant improvements in aviation have been based upon continuing advances in aircraft power plants. We truly enjoy the development of this kind of new engine technology for general aviation," unquote. SMA, which is based in France, used the big stage provided by AirVenture to announce that the company is still alive, perhaps to distance itself from the recent troubles of another European aerodiesel engine maker. The company noted in its Tuesday press briefing that its 5-liter, 230-horsepower SMA SR305 engine has undergone further refinements in the past year, including a new exhaust system that relocates the turbocharger closer to the engine for a better fit in tight cowls such as those found in light twins. SMA has also custom-designed a new turbocharger for maximum performance, made improvements to the oil pump and injection pump, and improved the restart capability. Brent Mall of Mall Aircraft spoke about his experience with the Mall M9 and the SMA diesel, a combination he says flies at 137 miles per hour true at 9 to 9.5 gallons per hour. Certification on the M9 is pending. In a sobering look into what could well be the future of avgas in Europe and the U.S., Jim Render of the missionary group Fly for Life said the group has operated an SMA diesel-equipped Cessna 182 in Africa for the past 2 years, including one flight of 540 miles into the desert and back, landing with 2 hours of fuel reserve. He says avgas is $18 a gallon in Africa, while jet fuel can be purchased for $5. That creates a huge cost savings for the diesel. Still ahead, Technam introduces a new light piston twin. Hartzell offers a better constant speed prop governor to RV owners. And Becker raises the bar on mini panel mount comm radios. You're listening to Aero News.
Introducing the TWX 670 Tactical Weather Detection System. Avadyne's new TWX 670 is a third-generation lightning-based weather detection system that provides a simple and intuitive color contour display with an instantaneous picture of surrounding weather. Check us out online at www.avadyne.com or call 1-800-AVADYNE.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Welcome back to Whitman Regional Airport. We're here to wrap up your aero briefing for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Paul Black. There are plenty of predictions that the piston twin segment is disappearing, but Italian manufacturer Technam Aircraft is betting flight schools will still require them to teach multi-engine students. The company has used AirVenture to introduce the P2006T. That's a light twin using Rotax 912 power plants on each side. The company showed off the plane to crowds gathered in Aeroshell Square yesterday afternoon, and Technam demonstrated impressive handling, even with the critical left engine shut down and feathered. The four-place twin claims a fuel burn of under 10 gallons per hour at cruise, a useful load of 800 pounds with full fuel, a top speed of 140 miles an hour, and availability with either glass or steam gauges in the panel. Technam spokeswoman Lynn Birmingham says the P2006T will appeal to flight schools due to its low operating costs. MSRP is $409,000 with a traditional panel, expected to be available in the U.S. in February of 2010, and about 60,000 more with glass cockpit. That should reach U.S. shores next June. Acknowledging that the Vans aircraft experimental fleet now represents a substantial segment of the general aviation market base, Hartzell Propeller has debuted its S1 series of propeller governors specifically for engines on RVs. Builders and owners with certain Lycoming 0320s, 360s, and 540s can use the governors without mods to the mounting pad and enjoy greater pump capacity, which reduces RPM surging and hunting that can occur in hot conditions. The official listing of the product in the Vans catalog brings a discounted purchase price of $1,200 to registered Vans owners. It's estimated that there are more than 3,000 RV candidate engines flying currently, and Vans estimates that more than 9 new aircraft are completed every week around the world. Becker Avionics, which is enjoying a growing reputation for reliability and customer service in the U.S., has announced the introduction of a new VHF aircraft transceiver that has a built-in four-position intercom with digital Vox. The AR6201 mounts in a 2.25-inch panel hole, can be programmed for either 25 kHz or 8.33 kHz channel spacing, and includes a built-in voltmeter and outside air temp readout, which can be connected to an optional probe. Becker claims the latest digital signal processing techniques provide improved performance and robustness. The Becker AR6201 will be ETSO and TSO certified and available in the U.S. in the fourth quarter of this year. And finally, if you're not here with us at EAA AirVenture this week, you might be the only one. Unofficial estimates suggest attendance on Monday, which featured the Doobie Brothers live concert but also a violent rainstorm, saw a percentage attendance increase in the mid-teens, and it's thought yesterday might be up 20% from 2008. We won't have official numbers till closing day, but just walking around Whitman Regional Airport, the crowd is impressive. I don't know if that means aviation is pulling out of its slump, but several exhibitors have told us they're running through promotional materials at a rate which will require replenishing them before the end of the week. I can't help but wonder if one day, after years of getting pounded by economics, demographics, and regulatory red tape, GA pilots won't look back on the early years of the 21st century as a historic peak. I hope not, but at least this week I'm going to soak it all in and be sure I don't miss what's going on here. I also hope you can join us here at Aviation's Woodstock. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Jason Blair, Executive Director of the National Association of Flight Instructors, and we'll get a status update on NAFI after a year filled with controversy. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.